time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
With us today, Justin Anderson, president of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. And Justin, intelligent investors need to know the difference between overconfidence and expertise?
That's right, Manny. This comes from a recent blog post from an investment research hotshot. His name is Joachim Clement, a trustee of the CFA Institute Research Foundation. And basically what he's found is from his long-term study of individual investors and financial advisors alike, is when we first start out and have zero expertise in investing, we're very underconfident. That makes sense.
Sure.
However, as we gain familiarity, either by working with an advisor or by selling an investment product, our confidence very quickly increases to what you would classify as overconfidence. But with further time devoted to the study of investing, once true long-term investment expertise is obtained, that overconfidence declines to a much more rational level of confidence. So what's this look like for the individual? If you know nothing about investing, you probably don't give advice to a friend or family member on where to invest their savings, do you? But think of a doctor who knows all the latest medical and drug technology. Their investment portfolio may be fully invested in medical company stocks, and they recommend all the latest new medical companies to their friends. But a true long-term investment individual, one who has suffered big dips in the market, they begin their advice to their friends, not with how much money they can make, but what they need to avoid to protect their savings. It's the same with financial advisors. When they're new, they learn about investment products they plan to sell to people. As they gain experience doing so, increasing their product knowledge and how they work, the greater their overconfidence becomes. You can't sell an investment product by talking about all the ways it can go wrong. You focus on what can go right. However, over time, after experiencing the risks firsthand, losing money for themselves and their clients, their confidence matures and their discussion with their clients changes. Our initial discussion with potential clients is mostly spent remedying the overinflated hype they learn from investment product advertising and establishing proper risk assumptions for their family's money they hope so much for.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, man.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.